This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's
drives most guys crazy when their wives continually do this one thing. Now, it's kind of a rhetorical question because I'm sure there's like a list of things that you guys are shouting out right now. And it's the answer I'm kind of looking for is the I told you so. And being told I told you so is probably one of the most chalkboard screeching, hair on the back of your neck, punch in the gut sort of thing you just can't stand hearing. The I told you so. And I hate to admit it, but I'm really, really honest on the show. And I don't want to be one of those people, right? But I do say I told you so. I say I told you so a lot. To my husband, at work, things like that, and to the kids. And it's not because, you know, I have an illness or, you know, because I want to be mean. There's a reason for it, and I'm not proud of it. I hate it when people go, I told you so. I can't stand it. I don't see how it's effective. But I realized why I said it. Okay, and I'm so mad I could cry. Oh, my God, I'm mad. So something happened, and I can't go into too much detail, but it's with somebody that, you know, I really, really care about. And I saw them going down a path where they were going to be in trouble. And I tried to get that person some help. And I went to a bunch of people saying, look, you know, the writing's on the wall. We got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do this. And rather than helping, I was impeded. And then a bad thing happened to this person. He's okay. But a bad thing happened to him. And I just want to scream. All right? You know? Not I told you so because I want them to say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you were right. But because I just want to, like, you know, say what the hell was wrong with you? When I tell you something, listen. You know, this is why parents do this with kids. The I told you so isn't a I need a pat on my back. It's I'm trying to protect your stupid butt. And I know what I'm talking about. And so if you touch the stove, or if you get dumped, or if you get an STD, when I had told you specifically and broke it down for you why, you know, your, you know, next few moves are a bad idea, and everything I predicted came right, you need to start listening to me. And so a lot of us in marriages, and I don't want to stereotype, but, you know, you usually hear this more from women than men, you know, do this. But it's not that, again, it's not that we're trying to do a peeing contest or want points. You know, when I do it with my husband, I'm like, look, I'm really mad. I should say it this way. I'm really frustrated when I tell you something, you don't pay attention. And when I say something, you know, many times it's right. Now, maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe I'm wrong about a lot of things and I don't remember those. So his point of view is probably, you know, you think you're always right and you're not. How am I supposed to know of the 2,000 things that blurt out of your mouth per second? I can't follow every single thing you say. You know, and that has to be his response. But with this incident that I found out that just happened, you know, didn't have to do with him. It had to do with another group of people. And it kills me. It kills me because a lot of people, not just this one person, was hurt. And if somebody would have just listened to me. Now, how do you find solace in that? Right, and again, I can't give you, you know, maybe one day I'll be able to give you guys, you know, specifics. But basically, a lot of people got hurt. One in particular, and I had called it, I had had a plan, I had wanted to work with it and fix it, and it not only was I denied, but I was actually impeded. And that just makes me want to scream, especially when you see a lot of people hurt. And so it's really, really frustrating when you don't have that power. And when you can't, you know, prevent bad from happening. Now, maybe it's because there's a plan. You know, and that's what I always find solace in. People go, look, there's a plan. I'm like, but why? Why would a bunch of people getting hurt be in God's plan? Well, because sometimes it's the two steps forward, one step back. Sometimes one step back has to happen in order for two steps forward. Or sometimes you need to cut to cure, like a surgeon. And so for any of you guys that really get frustrated and just, you know, you're like, I'm not listened to. I was right. I called this. I knew this would happen and nobody listened to me. First of all, you're not alone. There's a lot of us in that boat and it's really frustrating. But, you know, rather than saying I told you so, because it's not very effective. I mean, it doesn't even make the person who says it feel good. Sometimes just, you know, whether you need to pray to find relief or just kind of step back and see what the plan ends up being. And, you know, sometimes things, I guess, have to unfortunately happen for there to be change. And so it's frustrating. It's frustrating for a lot of us. But one thing I'm starting to notice is, you know how cats always seem to land on their feet? Things just seem to work out. It's just there's going to be some real bad bumps in the road. And for any of you as frustrated, you know, as or has ever been as frustrated as I am right now, I get you. I feel you. And it makes you mad, especially when you see people hurting, you know. But you do the best you can, you know, and don't waver on your ethics. Don't try to avoid bad things happening to you. To help and you know, stand for something that you really believe in. Because, you know, at least I could feel like I did what I could. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Wow. I just am overwhelmed by these two little girls. Did you guys hear about this? These little girls, 5 and 8 years old, got lost in the woods for 2 days. And we're talking two little baby girls, 5 and 8 years old. Little baby. And apparently they got stuck. No, they didn't want to get stuck, but they wandered from home. Leah Carrico and her sister Carolyn. And the sisters were found 44 hours later, about 1.4 miles away in a wooded area. But, you know, rather than, you know, getting eaten by wolves or whatever, they were able to survive, and they used their outdoor skills that they had learned from, I guess they call it a local 4-H club. That doesn't sound like Girl Scouts or Cub Scouts, but Sounds cool. And remember, it's been freezing in Northern California. So I guess they went for a walk. They walked around in their wooded area outside their home near Benbow, California, on Friday at 2:30. And if you've never been to Northern California, it is exquisite. It is phenomenal. But they lost their way. And I guess the girls had asked her mom, Misty, if they could go for a walk. She said no, but they grabbed some granola bars and wandered off. Oh, busted. I don't know. If somebody interviewed me and my kids, I mean, would I say, oh, yeah, I said they could go? I'm wondering, I'm not saying this is missing, but, how many of you guys would if, your kids went missing and they were found and everybody's like, why weren't you watching your kids? Would you say, oh, yeah, I told them to go do that? Or would you say, oh, they disobeyed me? I mean, you kind of wonder how many of you would be really honest and upfront with that one. So anyway, Carolyn said, Leah wanted a little tiny adventure, but I wanted more. And so the sisters didn't realize they were lost, but thankfully they learned survival skills from their parents and the local 4-H club. It was starting to drizzle, so Leah said, so I knew we had to find shelter fast. We found shelter at a tree branch close to the ground. And we had my sister's rain jacket to keep us warm. Then Carolyn used the sun hat as a pillow, and we used the rain jacket as a blanket. I knew how to start a fire, because I would watch a lot of Tropical Paradise movies. This is fascinating. Then the girls drank water droplets off leaves and ate their granola bars. They said we were pretty hungry. Our bellies grumbled the whole night. Then temperatures dropped. According to Daily Mail, it became dark. Carolyn became afraid because I guess the area was known for mountain lions. And she said my sister cried the whole night. So I told her to think happy thoughts of our family, and I kept watch for most of the night. This girl is a stud. She goes, I felt a little nervous, and I was a little afraid, but I knew Dad would find us. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. If I was these kids' parents, I would be mowing down trees to find my babies. Oh, I would be calling in the National Guard. I don't know what I'd do. Man. But in the morning, the girls went to the creek. They sang nursery rhymes at the top of their lungs. Leah and Carolyn had been taught to stay in the same place and continue to seek shelter under the huckleberry bush, and then they had to spend a second night in the woods. Then the sisters could see the U.S. Coast Guard and Black Hawk helicopters circling above. There are apparently 200 people now combing the area. Rescuers eventually located the girls' granola wrappers and came across footprints from their rain boots. Oh, hallelujah, man. And then the wrappers showed us a direction from where they started to where the wrappers ended up. So they were found 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, 1.4 miles away from home. They were obviously dehydrated, obviously cold, but luckily uninjured. So they were able to give them fluids, get them, boosted up, and what a miracle. Rugged territory, they said. Rugged territory, extreme environment, 44 hours. So, good job, parents, for having taught them. We always kind of fear, we don't want to teach our kids how to make a fire because they could start a fire. Or we don't want to teach our kids how to use a gun or how to, kill an animal because we don't want, teaching a child survival skills doesn't make them violent. Or make them want to run away or make them want to... Now, somebody could say, they wanted an adventure. So, because they were all, excited about the trees and they felt confidence, maybe they're a little overconfident. Well, I would rather err on the side of overconfidence than not being prepared. And I think it's absolutely fascinating that they were able to, do as well as they could. We as parents, we second guess ourselves. A lot of times we do wrong. We screw up. I don't remember me personally screwing up, but I'm sure I did. I've screwed up. I tell you, I told you I screwed up. Had the baby. Set him on the, he had never rolled over, and he was going for his vaccines. his 4-month vaccines, and he had never rolled over. And, you know, you're just kind of, you know, talking to the nurse, and that was when, you know, the nurse had brought out the wrong vaccines. And so while I'm just kind of sitting there going, no, you know, you don't give the MMR to a 4-month-old, he rolls, and he falls off the exam table. Luckily, he fell between the wall and the exam table, so he was stuck. He only fell about a foot, and he was suspended because the exam table was in between that and the wall. So he was just kind of lying there, and I grabbed him, and he looked confused. He's like, do I cry? Is mom mad? If mom's mad, I'll cry like I'm hurt. If mom's not mad, I'll just kind of smile because that was kind of cool. So he was okay, and then I told you one time I was, you know, on the phone. This is when you have like one of those big phones, like regular phones, you know, up to your ear. And I'm walking with him, and I'm walking through a doorway. I think I was talking to my sister. And so I made it through the doorway fine. The phone made it through the doorway, but his head smacked the side of the doorpost. Now, he's fine. He was fine, you know, didn't cry, whatever. But, again, you know, those are some parenting faux pas, real bad parenting faux pas. And one of the biggest faux pas I made as a parent is I didn't want to be one of these doctors that throws antibiotics at my kid all the time. And my kid starts to have a fever. And, you know, acting like a cold and all that. And so, you know, I wasn't going to run him to the doctor and do all that. I'm like, look, he's a cold, he's this. I don't want to be one of those, you know, doctor moms that overdoes. And then, you know, he wasn't eating. And I finally said, you know what, to heck with this. I don't care what people think. I'm going to examine my baby. And if my baby needs treatment, I'm going to bring him in. Well, my kid had pus pockets all over his throat. So my kid had strep as a baby. And I felt guilty that, you know, I waited hours, you know, before examining the kid. And so, you know, now I just do things way differently. And I also don't care about public opinion, as many of you guys know, you know. I mean, I want my kids to be ready and prepared out there. I to prepare them for STDs, I don't really know what the birds and the bees talk is. I don't know why they call it the birds and the bees. I never got a birds and the bees talk. My parents would not talk to me about sex. They just wouldn't. When I asked, I get in trouble. So I was afraid to ask. You just weren't supposed to bring that up, so I didn't know what. You know, I had to learn everything from my friends. Big sister wouldn't tell me. So, you know, I kind of had to learn everything from my friends. And, you know, don't worry. There was no, you know, visual aids. It was just, you know, all, you know, telling me. And, you know, I was like, really? 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 Oh, nah, I'll pass for now. I mean, you know, so when you're really young, you really, really don't know. But I didn't think that for my children. I mean, I answered their questions in full when they asked how sex, you know, what it was. But for me, sex education was teaching them about STDs. So I would bring home one of my gynecological books that I was, you know, using as a reference. And I would open up the pictures and I would show them stuff. Like, this is what happens when you don't use a condom. Oh, this too. Oh, and this. Oh, and this. And this. And my kids were probably preteens. And, you know, you just saw their eyes pop out and their jaws drop. And I'm like, look, all right, when you have sex, all right, it's a real, real big decision. And, you know, there needs to be a real good reason for you to do that. Now, of course, you know, did they remember that? Did they, you know, but, I mean, it sounds like my kids are being very, very conservative when it comes to that. And, you know, I didn't want to scare him and make him paranoid. But I'm just very honest and upfront. So I think the best sort of parenting is being honest, making sure they're prepared and teaching them, but do not allow them to be overconfident. You know, when you say good job, that doesn't mean they could go ahead and, you know, live in the wild for 3 months. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The United United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trump talking about the latest investigation into his activities.
All of a sudden, it's, let's just go harass anybody who has ever made contact with Trump. Let's send out, 81 document discovery requests for everything under the sun.
That's President Trump's son, Eric Trump, discussing the latest round of investigative moves by Democrats on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
The whole thing is such a, it's just a sham. And it's exactly what Robert Mueller is going to come out with. This whole thing has been an absolute sham.
That courtesy of the Brian Kilmeade show on Fox, chairman of the committee, Jerry Nadler, says they have sent document requests to 81 agencies and individuals as part of their latest probe into what he calls alleged obstruction of justice, public corruption, and other abuses of power by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I got a very interesting email. They didn't want me to read on air, which is totally fine. But it was somebody concerned about compulsory vaccination and how it's a freedom that's going to be taken away and not protected by the Constitution if we're forced to be vaccinated. And his concern was that it wasn't so much the actual vaccine, like the polio vaccine or the MMR, but the ability for the government to inject you with something that could be dangerous. And he kind of goes on. I'm sorry, I'm reading it as I go, but I'm not going to read any more of it. So we have a lot of people that are concerned about vaccines. There's a big anti-vaccine movement. In fact, we're seeing that Ohio teen who had defied his parents to become vaccinated now testifying at a Senate hearing. So we're starting to see this controversy come to a head. And again, disclaimer, I am pro-vaccines. But I am very, very fascinated by the other side, the criticism of the vaccine movement, because some of them do make some very interesting points. And, you know, I can't be a doctor that blows off a concerned parent's fears when it comes to vaccines, or a concerned citizen. You know, when they say, you know, look, do we know what's being injected into us? Yeah, well, yes, we do. With the vaccines, we do. But I get, you know, people are always concerned that a dictator can come and say, look, this is the law. You know, everybody gets a shot. We got this disease coming. And the shot could, unfortunately, you know, let's say this was, you know, Nazi era, you know, kill a bunch of Christians and Jews. Or, you know, I get why there's a concern, and the more the government mandates, the more people get uneasy. And I'm finding you have a lot of people that are pro-vaccine. They're pro-vaccine, but they just don't like the government preventing an out if people need it. And we've talked about the whole vaccine controversy and why it is so intricate and elaborate, the controversy, because on one end, I kind of agree with the people saying, you know, look, the less government in our lives, you know, the better. All right. You know, I like us being able to have a choice. The problem is, and the reason why I'm pro-vaccine is you vaccinate, you know, a community, like whether it's Ebola or, you know, whether it's measles, et cetera, there's a sort of herd immunity where if somebody comes in that's not vaccinated, they're probably not going to get the disease because nobody else has it because they're vaccinated. And vaccines save lives. Look at what's happening with Ebola. It is saving thousands of lives. They're keeping this Ebola outbreak at bay because of vaccines. We saved millions of lives because of the smallpox vaccine. We saved hundreds of thousands and millions of children from being paralyzed because we had a polio vaccine. So I'm pro-vaccine. But we're hearing certain states, Arizona, Texas, want to allow, even expand, room for exemptions. Now, you know, why? You know, why would that be, you know, going on now? Why isn't everybody on the same page? Well, this email I got from this one listener seems to start to shed light on it. It may not be about people who are anti-vaccine aren't pro-Ebola, okay? They're not pro-measles. They want, you know, to avoid communicable disease also. They don't want their kids getting sick. But it looks like one sort of driving force for the anti-vax movement is anti-government. And for those of us who have seen government takeovers, you know, and, you know, have had sequela from that, it does pull at a heartstring. And so I think you have a lot of people going, okay, well, wait a second here. You know, we do have a lot of vaccines. We're given a lot of vaccines. They help. They work. They're safe. But, you know, do we need that out? You know, do we need that, you know, parents could opt out. And then, adding more insult to injury, you have the topic of, well, when does a child get to choose? And how does a child choose? You know, the two-month-old can't make a choice if he gets vaccinated or not. So the parents do. And the parents, you know, vaccinate, and usually everything's all fine and dandy. But what if a parent doesn't want to vaccinate? So this Ohio teen, Ethan Lindenberger of Norwalk, Ohio, ended up getting vaccinated when he was 18, despite his parents' wishes. And apparently there's going to be a hearing today in front of the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. And this hearing, of course, comes amid outbreaks of measles cases in parts of the U.S. and the country. And they say it's fueled by pockets of low-vaccinated populations. So the World Health Organization has named vaccine hesitancy one of its top threats to global health for 2019. And I agree with that. I do agree. You know, being hesitant on a vaccine, being scared, you know, that's unfortunately what could cause these pandemics, especially like with the flu. So when we go back to a little bit of vaccine history, right, like smallpox. So smallpox, I guess, was tried to be fought from a vaccine perspective. They say they got some evidence back in the 1500s. So ground smallpox scabs were inhaled through a nostril in India and China. Then the first modern smallpox vaccine was developed by Jenner in 1796. Then in 1813, the U.S. government enacted an act to encourage vaccination. And that established a national vaccine agency. Now, the U.K. by the 1850s, made a smallpox vaccine mandatory. And then the German Empire in 1874, then Sweden. And so the last time we saw smallpox in the United States was by 1949. And globally, it had been eradicated by the year 1980. Now, there were people against vaccine back in the 1880s. The first batch claimed that the transmission of the virus was false. Then you had some people who were very, very religious that said, you know, they were unnatural, they could be anti-religion. You know, so there were some concerns then. And then in the 90s, people were freaked out about SIDS and they were freaked out about autism. And so it's not just that cut and dry. And as we start to see this unfold and we have more and more vaccines that we can now make, this discussion is going to probably make it to the Supreme Court. Now, townhall.com talks about when the Supreme Court first heard a vaccine case. It was back in 1904. And the case was from a Massachusetts anti-vaxxer. I don't really like using that term, but, you know. And he claimed that his liberty was invaded when the state of Massachusetts subjected him to criminal penalty for refusing to submit to a vaccine. He argued that a compulsory vaccination law was unreasonable, arbitrary, and oppressive, and hostile to his inherent right to care for his own body and health in whichever way he felt best. And he felt it was an assault. Now, the opinion of the court was handed down in 1905, striking down all of his arguments. So, the court said that the Constitution of the U.S. does not guarantee absolute liberty from government intervention, and it does not import an absolute right into each person to be wholly freed from government restraint. And so they said in their argument that there are manifold restraints to which every person is necessarily subject for the common good. So if Supreme Court finds that this helps the common good, they will rule, if this ever goes to the Supreme Court, in favor of compulsory vaccines. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAI. Okay, I noticed this, and it really bothered me, and I kind of want to talk about it with you. Okay, so I got cats and dog. I have one dog, Uzi, and then I got cats. And we talk about the cats. And I only have one male cat and then a bunch of female cats. And it just was whoever needed to be rescued, we rescued, right? We would adopt, whatever. And Shaky Boo and his brother, it was Shake and Bake. Bake died from that when animals were dying because of the canned food. So his brother got renal failure and died. And so, you know, Shaky Boo, we ended up then getting Sashi and then, you know, getting other, you know, we would just go to the pound or whatever and get other cats so Shaky Boo wouldn't be alone. And what kind of bothered me pretty early on was any other cat, you know, they go crazy with catnip. They just, you know, they play with catnip and they just, they love catnip. Shaky Boo, unfortunately, would get, I think, aggressive. And he would, from what I thought, rape the other cats. And so I would come into a room, and he would be on top of Sashi. Now, Sashi, she's the one that we got when the Saints were in the Super Bowl, so I think about 2010. And beautiful black Himalaya Persian, long-haired, really gorgeous, but she's got a little booty on her. And he would just always be on top of her. So I'm screaming, no sex, and I kick him off. And, you know, she runs one way, and he runs the other, and he looks at me like, how could you? And, you know, he really communicates well. That's the smart cat. That's the one that can open doors. That's the one that can find his way home. That's the one that, you know, covers up his food with my workout clothes, so I act like I can't see that there's any food there. He's a smart cat. So he kind of looked at me like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you don't rape all of you guys are my kids. This is ridiculous. Stop it. Then it would happen again. So I stopped buying catnip, and then I just noticed it wasn't the catnip. He just kept jumping on, especially Sashi. And then when I would intervene, she would run. So I'm like, okay, look, I have to keep saving this cat from being attacked by the other one. I got to figure something out. Do I need to separate him? Because I just thought, you know, that's like animal abuse. You know, if animals do that to each other. Well, the other day... The other day, I guess it was time to eat, you know, so when I feed the cats, okay, like, they'll get, like, a can in the morning and a can at night, and they'll kind of have to all split, they get a little bit, and they have chow, they're supposed to eat chow. So, you know, I kind of do the same, time to eat, you know, and, you know, time to eat. So, anyway, so I whatever. And so, you know, the cats start lining up. Well, here's Shake, you know, going, you know, right, waiting to get his feed, and here comes Sashi. And, you know, I'm dying to see, you know, how Sashi kind of acts around Shake because, you know, he keeps jumping her. Well, what does she do? She starts rubbing up against one side of him. And then she rubs up the other side. And then she stands in front of him. So, you know, he sniffs her butt. And then she kind of shakes her tushy. And then she goes back under his chin. And he's trying to get away from her. But he's looking at me like, you see? Now, meanwhile, my jaw is completely dropped. I'm like, Sashi. And Sashi's just rubbing up against him. And she was flirting. She was being the biggest hoochie mama out there. And Shake-a-boo was looking at me like, you see, she is asking for it. So then I had to have the talk. Now, mind you, my kids are in the other room going, who is she talking to? What is she talking about sex? And who's she talking to? So they come and they see me yell at the cats on what sexual behavior is okay and what sexual behavior is not. Now, the little baby kitty cats, like, you know, Snappy, you know, she's just like, I don't understand. You know, she's kind of looking at it, I don't understand. And then Spider, who's like the big old 13-year-old cat, she's looking at all of us like, I don't know why I'm at this house. This house really has some problems. And I'm too old for it anyway, so nobody's coming up to me. But Sashi then looks at me like, how could you? I love him. And I'm like, okay, yeah, he's a swinger, though. Yeah, so anyway, he's a player. So I feel bad because I've yelled at Shake, you know, and swatted his butt off of her all this time, and I didn't realize that it was consensual. So, you know, for those of you that have pets, you know, maybe try to, you know, get an education on when it's consensual or not, so you don't make the same mistakes I did. Now, I still don't understand what catnip is. I guess catnip comes from an herb. It's a mint family labiatae. And I guess its active ingredient is nepetalactone. It's an essential oil. And about half to two-thirds of cats will respond to it, but not all of them. Some kittens are kind of clueless. They may not notice it. But what ends up happening is when they get around this essential oil, they start to sniff and chew and lick and, you know, rub. And we don't think it's so much an aphrodisiac. It's just they just get stimulated. Unfortunately, some of them could become aggressive, hyperactive, jump around. And so usually you can't overdose your cat, but a lot of toys now have this infused. So you need to kind of be careful. And so some people will just actually get fresh catnip, grow it indoors. I don't see how the plant could last if you have animals, because especially cats can crawl, you know, climb and stuff. You could dry it and sprinkle it on their toys or the floor. You could spray catnip on old catnip toys. And, you know, people want to know, can you ever overdose your cat? You really can't. Well, you can. I mean, they could have digestive issues or whatever. Just don't spray it on the cat. Just put on the toy. And usually the cat, once it senses enough. But I just find it fascinating. But the reason why I bring this up is, you know, maybe humans need a little catnip. You know, this is an essential oil that can give this cat this burst of energy, etc. And I'm not saying, you know, I want us to devise a drug. Trust me, we have plenty of other drugs. But if an essential oil is able to do that without having the same effects as ecstasy and cocaine and things like that, and it kind of gets you off your butt, especially somebody that can make you amorous, because a lot of women with hyposexual desire disorder, Lord have mercy, if there's like an essential oil that you could sniff and you could be like, all right, I'm there, that would be really cool. Which, by the way, I think that is possible. Well, we talk about sexual active disorder. What? It's hypersexual disorder. I think there's another word in there. It's those women that were like, you know what, I don't really want to have sex anymore. All right? I want to have less. So I find that fascinating. So, I mean, if I was a scientist out there, I would try to find a human version of catnip. Something that you don't, you know, expose yourself to, and, you know, yeah. So I just found that fascinating, so that's why I had to share. Okay, so when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. Excuse me, apparently U.S. deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide are now the highest it's ever been. People think, well, the Great Depression had the highest levels of suicide. Uh-uh. Now we do. Plus alcohol and drugs, so we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how we have an HIV patient. This is the second one who is now in remission. We are talking practically cured from HIV. Why? He got a bone marrow transplant. And researchers say they're really closing in on a cure. This could be phenomenal. And then Ocasio-Cortez, the rising star of the Liberal Democratic Party. Apparently, her chief of staff illegally moved almost $1 million in campaign contributions off the books. So there's a little problem there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.